This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I want to pick up today where we left off yesterday, but there's a couple of things I want to share with you today, because America, you know, I've said in so many different ways, that's the art of doing radio, saying the same things a different way. Writing the same things, but saying it a different way. That's the art of doing what we do here. And it's saying the rhetorical message of America, you're under attack like you've never been under attack before. Now, we found out this morning that Walmart is now going to stop all their sales concerning ammunition as well as selling handguns. Okay, if this was happening under Barack Hussein Obama, friends, there would be protests out in the streets. There would be armed protest out in the streets of America today. But yet it's happening. We see these new 55 gun legislation unlaws because they're unconstitutional, therefore unlawful, that have been enacted by 26 different states under the guise of the good guys, the Republicans. Again, that's all unconstitutional political talk designed to make lies sound truthful, period. Okay? So you are under attack on that front. I also wanted to let you know that I just heard during the break in California now. You can't make this up, friends. And I've shared with you again, just to be, not to be rhetorical, not to be tedious, but it isn't tedious for me to remind you of what's going on in your country, not in a third world country. Friends, you have unlawful sanctuary cities. You have them that call themselves mayors. They're masquerading as mayors, but in fact they're felons. In sanctuary cities, alluring illegals into the United States of America. To remind you, just a month ago, Donald Trump released over 196,000 illegals back into the streets of America. Illegals back into the streets of America. Not undocumented, friends. Illegals. Okay? We have seen police officers being killed by illegals. If you look at the U.S. Code 8, 1424, go online, look at the law, friends, so you can back up and confirm what I'm telling you. Cross-check everything I'm telling you. U.S. 8 Code, it is 1424. You'll find out those that allure illegals into the United States of America in any capacity whatsoever in government, they are responsible for the crimes that they have, of them that have allured the illegals into the country that have committed a crime against we the people. They're responsible for the crime. Now, you ready for this? The purpose of government is to maintain order. That's the purpose of government, okay? To make reference to God's moral law in justifying the righteous and condemning the wicked, okay? Read Deuteronomy verse 1, chapter 25. Okay. The other purpose is to restrain men from breaking God's moral law, 1 John 3:4. Okay? That is their purpose. Okay? And the other purpose, friends, is to maintain order, not to create disorder. And nobody is creating more disorder in this country, friends, than the lying mainstream media, in collusion with corrupt politicians on a daily basis. This is a fact. I hope you're sitting down. In California, there has been a law since 1872 that if you were to see a police officer that needed an assistant from someone, namely the constituents, the citizenry of that state, if that police officer was in trouble, it was the law that the citizen helped out the police officer enforcing the law against the crime. The governor just neutered the law, stating no longer are citizens in the state of California, no longer are they lawfully obligated to enforce the law in helping a cop dealing with criminals. Why? Because they are systematically across the boards in the United States of America, friends, dismantling your system of law. Through what? Lawlessness. What guards our liberties, America? Justice. What's being left off, America? The law to bring about justice. Who's advocating for these crimes, friends, more than the media and corrupt politicians? Nobody is. And why is this happening, by the way, over in California? Because they want illegals to feel safe when they come into the United States of America. Again, I said illegals. I didn't say undocumented. Who's alluring the illegals into the United States of America? What time frame, friends, is this happening on? I'm just curious. Who has the power to stop illegal immigration right now in its tracks more than the President of the United States of America? Nobody does. But yet, as Edwin Vera said to me, a constitutional attorney who continuously wins at the Supreme Court, he said, if you're waiting for this administration to enforce immigration laws, he said he's not going to do it. Why would he not be willing to enforce the laws against illegals coming into the United States of America? Friends, you have to put two and two together. You have to pay attention to what's going on in this country, friends. Why is it that the President of the United States of America is now calling forth, friends, to reinstitute permanently NASA powers to continuously spy on the American people? Has anybody taken the time to pay attention to what's happened in this country since September 11th, friends? Talking about the encroachment of the rights of the people in this country by their own government, nobody has stripped the rights of the American people more than their own government has. And who is the government, friends? You are the government. So when you fail to act, what you do is you add strength to tyranny. Now, I want to say this as well, because, again, what I'm highlighting right now is just unthinkable. The unthinkable is happening in America today. Why? Because the government in this country is not, for the most part, doing their job. And I'm talking about those that are played up as the good guys in the media on a daily basis. It's just a fact. And Americans, I hope that you wake up to the fact that this is to your own demise. If you want to continuously believe the media that you decry as nothing but a bunch of liars, you hold the truth and unrighteousness, and you're a hypocrite if you stand back and allow this to go any further than it already has. Joseph D. Mestre said, every country has the government it deserves. Let me ask you a question. Do our kids deserve what the parents and the grown-ups in this country have tolerated? Absolutely not, friends. They are being enslaved along with you in the present if you fail to act. We're going to come right back and pick up today's show where we left off yesterday's show to further solidify your feet upon the rock of ages, which changes not. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
This is Dr. John Diamond with Peacemakers Outreach. I would like to personally invite you, your friends, and church families to the first annual Faith and Freedom Conference that's being held at the Edinburgh Camp and Conference Grounds on September 28th. Our lineup includes a group of the strongest Christ-centered American patriots ever brought to Western Pennsylvania.
The Faith and Freedom Conference in Edinburgh features moderator Dr. Mike Spaulding of Soaring Eagle Radio, Duran Reese, president of Salt and Light Council, nationally known speakers and authors William Federer and Matt Truella, Dan Fisher, a leader of the Modern Black Rogue Regiment, Rusty Thomas of Operation Save America, syndicated radio host Bradley Dean of Sons of Liberty Radio, and Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer of Pass the Salt Ministries.
It's the Faith and Freedom Conference in Edinburgh, September 28th. For tickets and information, go to faithandfreedomconference.com. That's faithandfreedomconference.com. Faith and freedom. You can't have one without the other.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, "Opposition. It is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I got to just drop it on you. You know, I just got to keep chipping away at what's going on here. Oh, my goodness. I want you to listen to this. This was none other than Joseph Goebbels, minister under Adolf Hitler, propagandist. He was the minister of propaganda. Okay, he ran the state-controlled media. He said it's the absolute right of the state to supervise the formation of public opinion. He goes on, if you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. The lie can be maintained only for such a time as the state can shield the people from the political, economic, and or military consequences of the lie. It thus becomes vitally important for the state to use all of its powers to repress dissent. For the truth is the mortal enemy of the lie, and thus by extension, the truth is the greatest enemy of the state. How is the CIA-controlled mainstream media operate? Just exactly like that. You know what's interesting is I highlighted just the other day, before we get back onto yesterday's topic today, friends, it's interesting how Donald Trump continuously calls out the mainstream media as fake news in so many different ways. They absolutely are. But isn't it interesting, for a couple of years now, he continuously calls them the fake news, the fake news, the fake news. Now, it's also interesting to note that his worshipers, when you call out Donald Trump for his unconstitutionalities, his unlawful acts, operating out of the scope of authority that's been entrusted and delegated to him by we the people, isn't it interesting his followers, when you call out Trump for his illegalities, now that's fake news too. Now, I want to go right to Donald Trump just to show you what Donald Trump is alluring his followers into, because Donald Trump is by no means an anti-globalist, friends. He is a globalist. He always has been. Are you ready for this? Trump slams media as true enemies of the people. Okay, these are just some of the headlines right now. Okay, President Trump cries fake news and the world follows. Not, hey folks, you can fool some of the people some of the time. You can fool some of the people all the time. You can fool God at no time. And Mr. President, I'm on God's side. I can see right through you. Just for the record, okay? These are some of the headlines. Do you know what Donald Trump is now suggesting, friends? Listen carefully. and hopefully you're going to catch on to this. To he who has ears, let him hear. Trump is suggesting creating his own worldwide news network. Folks, you're being corralled into a global system, as I have continuously called it out step by step. If it's not been NAFTA, friends, if it's not been to the $1.3 trillion bill that was signed by Donald Trump under the guise of national security that did nothing but fund foreign enemies, both without and within, okay? This is one of his first major betrayals. This was signed behind, friends, March for Our Lives, which was a bunch of hogwash that was pre-planned. But then again, we failed to take heed to the warnings such as the one Roosevelt gave back in the 30s when he said, there's nothing that happens in politics that's not first planned. Friends, I know this, and I'm okay with this. I understand people, and I understand that you're called to love the very people that will crucify you, no doubt. And it's exactly what they do every day of the week. But I'm telling you this, if I agreed with what's going on in this country right now by 99% of what the people are telling you, then we would both be wrong. You call it what you will, it's not arrogance, it's humility. Because the Word of God is right, and the Constitution is right. And our history teaches us what's right. That's why what I'm telling you is right. And this is also the same reason that I'm telling you by what you're being told by 99% of the people and the outlets in this country, including many conservatives that should know better by now, that they're lying to you, friends. And what I'm telling you is right. And I know I'm right. Because, again, I'm not giving my opinion. I had a guy the other day say, well, Bradley, when are you going to make up your mind? Use some expletives. I said, have I ever failed to give you in reference to the Word of God exposing the lie? Have I ever failed in giving reference to the U.S. Constitution concerning those that are committing crimes against that Constitution? Because the U.S. Constitution is the supreme law of the land, Article 6, Section 2, period. Have I ever did that? He apologized to me, which was great. It was redemptive. I want a friend. Because he acknowledged the truth the same way that I am right now. America, you're being lied. America, especially you Trump worshipers that have your eyes closed, you could be transported to the sun and you wouldn't see it because you don't want to see it. I'm playing your best friend right now, and you can go ahead and shoot the messenger. You can do whatever you want to do, but what I'm telling you is the absolute truth, and I've got the fruit to show you, not opinion, not telling you what you want to hear, none of that garbage by this useful idiot, the point man in the White House right now, that's selling you out. He's attacking his followers while you are praising him. By the way, which only reminds me of what Cicero said, or Cicero, whatever you want to say. Don't blame Cicero. Hang on a second. Or Cicero, okay? He said, don't blame Caesar. No. Don't blame Caesar. Don't blame Donald Trump, friends. Blame the people of the United States of America who have so enthusiastically acclaimed and adored him and rejoiced in their loss of freedom and danced in his path and gave him triumphal processions. Blame yourselves who hail him when he speaks in the form of the new, wonderful, good society which shall now become the United States of America, interpreted to mean more money, more ease, more security, more living fatly at the expense of the industrious. Your pain for your own demise. Marcus Tullius Cicero, however you want to say his last name. Folks, this is a quote from the time of Rome. Don't blame Caesar, blame the people of Rome, who have so enthusiastically acclaimed and adored him and rejoiced in their loss of freedom and danced in his path and gave him triumphal processions. Blame the people who hail him when he speaks in the form of the new, good, wonderful society, which shall now be Rome, interpreted to mean more money, more ease, more security, more living fatly at the expense of who? The people that are praising him. That's the history of mankind. You forsake God. You praise the arm of the flesh. You're destroyed by the man that you praise. Cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh. Jeremiah 17:5. You're destroyed at length, and then guess what? You return to the God that you should have never left in the first place. Read Isaiah 30. It explains exactly what I'm saying to you verbatim. That's the history of the martyrs. That's the history of the church, friends. Take the time, friends, to read the Geneva Bible and read the footnotes of our forefathers. Who was it that the people praised? The very ones that were being used to destroy them. Look how your rights are under attack today like never before, America. You know, I got to tell you, and I shared with you a week and a half ago, right before the Minnesota State Fair. Folks, I've done this several times, but I love documentaries. I love history. And I love understanding that history so well. Prevention is better than cure, in hopes that people will learn from history. So history, in fact, does not repeat itself, right? Yep, that's what this is about. I was watching Mussolini, Mao Zedong, Joseph Stalin, Adolf Hitler. There's Idi Amin, there's Pol Pot, there's a whole mess of them. And it's interesting when I look at the characteristics, namely of Mussolini, in the arrogance, in the pride. It's almost laughable that anybody would follow that guy across the street. But they did to their own demise, and by the way, at length, to his own demise, because once the people finally caught up to who Mussolini, Benito Mussolini, really was, you know what the people of Italy did? They caught him and his mistress once they found out that he was the one doing the lying and the destroying. Guess what they did? They beat him to death and they hung him upside down in the square for all of Italy to see. Oh my goodness. Was that the fate of Adolf Hitler? No. Was that the fate of Mao Zedong? No, I shared with you then, friends. It's interesting that Mao Zedong killed off the very grandparents, 20 to 40 to 60 million, by a man-made drought, that today their grandparents that were killed by Mao Zedong are taught to praise Mao Zedong as if he was a god. And it's the same thing with Joseph Stalin. After he killed, you know what he did? He went door to door disarming his own people. Right? He killed 20 to 40 million of his own people, Joseph Stalin, the Red Terror did. You know, after he died, you know what the people said? They said that he was the savior of their country. What are you hearing today, America? You know what else they say about Joseph Stalin, that mass murder of his own people? He was the father of our nation. Oh, you can't make this up. Folks, we are now in those times, and we are in more dangerous times than we ever have been before. If you want peace, you're going to have to prepare for war. Stay awake, America.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hurricane warnings are being extended along the North Carolina coast ahead of Hurricane Dorian.
A hurricane warning being extended now further north to include the Outer Banks. The other part is the hurricane warning that we had in Florida going to be changed to a tropical storm warning as we try to move this storm further north.
On Wednesday, President Trump spoke at the White House, and we did say he's keeping an eye on Hurricane Dorian. The president also says a border wall is being built very rapidly.
The big factor was we just won the big Supreme Court case, as you know. We're building in different sections. We're building different sections simultaneously.
And according to the Miami Herald, Florida's attorney general is investigating more than 2,000 reports of price gouging related to Hurricane Dorian's approach. Florida law makes price gouging a crime once a state of emergency is declared. Gas stations all across Florida are being investigated. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you'd like to call in at any time, you can, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Listen, if you would like to check us out online, you can do that. You can go to Before It's News. Thank you to Michael Roach over there. Or you can go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're doing a live feed. We're just testing this. We've been doing this for a couple months now. And we're on one outlet, and it's upon request that we would broadcast live. So we decided we would do it. So we're just having fun with it right now. If you'd like to check us out, please go to Sons of Liberty Media. Go to the right. You will click on there, and you can watch us live. We have a lot of live chat friends coming up on our feed today, which is great, and I love their comments. Cool people. It seems like we have some trolls on there today. If you want to get on there and you want to be insincere, we're going to just cut you off. Okay, if you want to be sincere about what you're saying, for or against, totally fine. We'll give you the facts, and you can decide from there. But if you're going to be a troll, and you're just going to play games, and you're just going to call names, we're going to cut you off. Grow up. We're talking about your country here, okay? But again, if you want to call in and stick to the topic, please do, 1-866-582-9933. You can also check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. By the way, we got some breaking news here concerning these outlets. I'll share that with you hopefully tomorrow. I'm waiting for the senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Tim Brown, to actually get the letter written, but we just got some attorneys involved, and we are taking it to them, friends. We've been talking about it long enough, and it just got to the point where I've had it. We've had people target our content. We know that they're suppressing. We know that they're shadow banning. We know that, friends, that they are censoring our content, suppressing our content, and they are violating our First Amendment, and they're doing it illegally, And I'm not going to sit here and preach what everybody else should do. No, I'm going to do it first and lead the way as I follow the Christ. Because for me to get on the radio and just talk about what needs to be done is no better than those that are playing the paper tigers, that are writing and telling everybody what they need to do, but they're not practicing what they preach. I can't stand that. They're the greatest of hypocrites. Matter of fact, read Matthew 23, verse 3. It was the Pharisees that told everybody else what they were supposed to do, but they themselves didn't lift a finger. That's hypocrisy. No, we show the world our love, which worketh by faith. Okay? Faith worketh by love. And we go out and do what we do, showing them how much we love them by how much we love God first and foremost. In doing what needs to be done, in being a part of the answer, not a part of the problem. So with all that being said, friends, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We are doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving ourselves here. Okay? There's too much going on in this country that we need to stand up and actually address the issues. And again, rather than to just point the finger and tell everybody what the problem is, yes, we do that, but we also bring about the resolve. About the resolve, about the resolve. And here it is. Justice guards our liberty. Yesterday, getting back to this topic, I shared with you our foundations. You know, the aluminum tip of the capstone. Latin phrase, Laus Deo, praise be to God, the Washington Monument. And then I took you over to the Ten Commandments and Moses above the Supreme Court injustices in Washington, D.C., unelected injustices, might I add. Now I'm going to bring you over to the inscription on our Liberty Bell, which declares, for those that did not know, this is a great eye-opener, okay? Because when you go to the Liberty Bell, we were in Philadelphia, and I'll never forget this. Folks, we're a constitutional republic. We're ruled by law. I highlight this constantly. And what's interesting about all of this, friends, is Article 4, Section 4. When we went to Philadelphia to see the Liberty Bell, okay, there's an inscription on the bell. The inscription is from Scripture, and it's Leviticus 25:10. And this is what it says on the Liberty Bell, okay? You can't miss it. It's right in front of your face. As clear as the nose is on your face, so is the scripture on the Liberty Bell. And proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. Who gives liberty? Well, Jesus does. Jesus does, right? John 8:36, to whom the Son maketh free is free indeed. And it's truth that makes men free, okay? It's also interesting to note that when you read 2 Corinthians 3:17, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. So we understand where liberty comes from, okay? Now, with that said, when we were in Philadelphia, and they had the Liberty Bell there, and I noticed the scripture on the side of the bell, did you know what they did to indoctrinate the kids? It was right in front of our faces. It was highlighting our democracy right above the head of where the bell was. Right in the faces of everybody that looked at the bell. Which coincides with all of the politicians and the media's useful idiots. You know them as journalists and news anchors. They're not journalists, friends. They're propagandists. Folks, this is why I continuously say it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, isn't it interesting from coast to coast, from Minnesota to Texas? They're all saying the same thing at the same time. Yeah, because they're all reading the same propaganda through their teleprompters that their master tells them to tell you. Right? It's right in front of our face who we are. When you go to Arlington Cemetery, you see thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands of our relatives that fought, bled, and died, ratifying the Constitution that most don't know in this country, with their blood to give us the freedom that we have today. 2 Corinthians 5:15, read it. We live unto him who died for us. And I'm speaking of the Christ first. If we go over to Lady Liberty, liberty enlightening the world, where is that derived from? That's derived from Isaiah 51, verse 4, by the way. Read it. Judgment is set as a light to the nations, right? Why do the people call us the light of the world? Because what we're known for, we don't tolerate crime, right? Oh, how backwards that has become. When you go to Lady Liberty, what do you see? You see the Declaration of Independence in her left hand. Most people don't know that. If you look at the flame in her right hand, raised to heaven, that's the eternal flame. Right? We got that gift, Lady Liberty, from the French. And, of course, Thomas Jefferson was asked the question, you know, what's the difference between European government and American government? He said the difference is between heaven and hell. One's ruled by God and one's ruled by the arm of the flesh. How'd that work out for the French? It didn't. Oh, I can hear some educated fools say right now, Bradley, we're not a theocracy. Bradley, I just want to let you know that we are not a theocracy. And I just got to discredit everything that you say now because you said that, you know, one's ruled by God and one's ruled by man. Listen, brother, okay, just for the record, just so you know, every country is a theocracy, okay? Just so you know, okay? Someone's at the helm. And it depends on who's at the helm, right? That either liberates or enslaves. One of the two. And by the way, you might want to talk about, because we're told that by the revisionists and the communists of the day, the professors in colleges, you know, and the these indoctrinators and these proselytizers of a new faith in public schools that are tolerated to be there by the NAA and the parents across the country, that theocracy is ruled by religion. Well, listen, there is no in-betweenites. Either you're ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by the spirit of disobedience, which worketh in the sons and daughters of Belial today. There's no in between. One's ruled by God and one's ruled by the devil. And how do those countries operate that are ruled by the devil? What's that word freedom? And where does that come into play when you look at dictatorships? How does that work out? There we go. It's still a theocracy. But a theocracy is ruled by religion. The leader is the priest or main religious figure. Really? I mean, folks, these people so contradict themselves at every given turn. Why do we even give ear to it? We are all on this globe operated through theocracy in one way or another. Here's a matter of fact. Let me just do this since we're doing live radio right now. And I want to go back to our forefathers and I want to look up the word theocracy. Because we hear every once in a while from these educated fools that we're not a theocracy. Okay. A government of state by the immediate direction of God or the state thus governed of the species the Israelites furnish all and an illustrious example. The theocracy lasted till the time of Saul. Okay. Do you remember right, that when the people called out unto Samuel and they said, we want a king? And Samuel went to the Lord, and it displeased Samuel, and it displeased the Lord as well. And the Lord said back to Samuel, hey, Samuel, I just want you to know something. They didn't reject you, nor are they rejecting you, Samuel. They're rejecting me. And once Samuel went back to the people, he told him, because the Lord told him, okay, I'll let a man rule over you, but this is what's going to happen, and this is what Saul's going to do to you. And it's exactly what Saul did to him. And what did he do? He enslaved. He didn't liberate. He enslaved. Read 1 Samuel 8 when you get a moment. So I just wanted to get out there that people that think they're real smart and they say we're not a theocracy, all countries are a theocracy. It just depends on who you're controlled by or who you, let me say it this way, who you submit to, okay? Back to the Lady of Liberty. Lady Liberty. Did you know that it says liberty enlightening the world? She has broken chains on her feet, simplifying she's no longer entangled by dictatorships or tyranny or tyrants, namely that of King George. Wow, that's pretty crazy. I'm going to come right back to this and I'm going to get over. I got one more segment, but I want to highlight one more thing. And it's called the Matrix of Liberty. Real quick. It's interesting history that most in this country don't know. But again, it puts your feet upon the rock of ages as to who we are and where it is that we came from. So we know where we're going. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my MyWar DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Just talking about Lady Liberty. The torch in the statue's right hand is a symbol of freedom. In her left hand, she holds a tablet. The tablet is the Declaration of Independence. Makes four references of the Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. At her feet is a broken chain symbolizing that we are a free country. Now over to the Matrix of Liberty. I want you to listen carefully to this. This is about a block and a half away from the Plymouth Rock. And the replica, the Mayflower ship. Also keep in mind, Americans today have been taught that our forefathers were called pilgrims. Okay? They were not called pilgrims, just for the record. They were called saints. Okay? And the reason they came to America is because they wanted to establish, number one, religious freedoms under God. Period. Okay? You have not because you asked not? Well, I'll tell you what. They asked and they came and God gave. Period. And here we are, 240 some years later, right? About a block and a half away from the Plymouth Rock, 1620, stamped on that rock, you walk over and there is this huge statue. It's octagonal, okay? It has several fronts to it. And I want to read off. Yeah. I remember when we walked over there, this is just coming to me right now, but I remember when we first walked over there, we asked, what is that? This big, huge, octagonal, this statue with several faces to this statue. And I remember this guy, he was either a guy or a girl, I'm thinking it was a guy, that was walking his little dog, and he was walking right along the side of it. And we said, what is this? And he lived there for years, friends. He lived there for years. And he said, I don't know what that is. You don't know where you came from. You don't know where you're going. I remember preaching in Virginia. I did some law classes out there. And I go out there every couple years to preach to their law students in Lynchburg, Virginia. And I asked all of these professors, I said, have you guys seen The Matrix of Liberty? They didn't even know what it was. Why are we in trouble today? Because people don't know their own history. On this octagonal statue, you have faith. Okay? You can see the video, too, if you want to go to Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean. Check out the video. It's called The Matrix of Liberty. Matrix of Liberty. Or you can also call it the National Monument to Our Forefathers. One of the two. Okay? But if you want to watch the video, you can do that. Go to our YouTube page. Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media. Okay? Matrix of Liberty. As I'm looking at this even now, I took pictures of it, and I have it posted. This is a part of my presentation when I do high school assemblies or tea parties, churches, whatever the case might be. But the first one that we see right when we come up to this, kind of the face of this statue, is faith. It's a 36-foot classical draped female standing with one foot on Plymouth Rock. Conquered. We conquered. Romans 8:37. We're made more than conquerors through him that loved us. Right? She's holding an open Bible in her left hand while her right hand is uplifted to heaven. Whoa! Isn't that interesting? The pilgrims were, the saints are, or were children of the Reformation with Christ as their mediator and the Bible as their source of wisdom, hence the Star of Honor on her forehead. Hammett Billings, the architect, wrote, she looks downward as if to those she is addressing, seeming to call them to trust in a higher power. Why wouldn't you? You know, the greatest fools on this planet are those that deny the existence of a creator. I mean, a building has a builder, right? A painting has a painter, and creation definitely has a creator. Nobody can deny that. Common sense does come into play, right? Moving on, when we go to another portion of this octagonal statue called the Matrix of Liberty in Massachusetts, right a block and a half away from the Plymouth Rock. Morality. It's a statue of a woman. A woman holding a tablet of, guess what, friends? The Ten Commandments in her left hand and the scroll of Revelation in her right. You know, friends, I keep hearing about these people that are a part of the American church that are just trying to get everybody to understand that we as a country are not a Christian nation. And I can prove it. I've been on the radio for 20 years and I'm still waiting for one of these guys to call in. I mean, I've had the atheist call in and say, Bradley, we're not a Christian nation. And I said to him, well, you don't need to believe in trucks neither, but what happens if you stand in front of one? Facts are stubborn things. They're not going to move because you don't like them. Right? Just like the word of the Lord endureth forever. It is forever settled in heaven. His word is forever. Right? And so is his fruit, like it or not. Friends, an atheist calls in and says to me, Bradley, we're not a Christian nation. I said, okay, well, let me ask you something, Mr. Atheist. Is it against the law to lie? He said, yep. Is it against the law to steal? He said, yep. I said, is it against the law to kill? And I went on and on, and he said, yep. I said, who told you that, Mr. Atheist? Atheism, folks, precedes communism. Communism precedes atheism. They're communists. It's idolatry. It's the oldest sin in the book. I don't want to acknowledge God because if I do, then I have to live accordingly. No, you don't have to. You want to when you're born of the Spirit of God. There's a big difference between a slave and a child. Well, the world's afraid of God because they're in sin, because they see him as a judge, and it's diabolical, which, by the way, is used by the Holy Ghost to drive you to the foot of the cross. That's a blessing, not a curse, if it drives you to the foot of the cross. And it leads you to the cross by the Holy Ghost. John 16, verse 8. But I want you to listen to this. Morality is, by the way, when I asked Mr. Atheist, so I said, who told you this? I said, God told us this. I said, we're based on the Mosaic Institution, common law. Guess what Mr. Atheist responded with? Dead air. What was he going to say? Oh, we didn't need a 15-hour conference, friends, to convince everybody what common sense tells us. But the church in America all day long has them, don't they? They're only doing that to pacify the time. And really what they're doing is hastening the day of judgment upon themselves. But I got to move on here, friends. Morality is another portion of this statue. She's a woman holding a tablet of the Ten Commandments in her left hand and the scroll of Revelation in her right. On one side of the throne is the prophet Moses holding the tablets of the law and looking towards heaven. And on the other side is the evangelist writing in a book. Another portion of this octagonal statue in Massachusetts, called the Matrix of Liberty, is that of education. I said education, not indoctrination. Okay? Education is a draped woman pointing to a book in her lap. The small figures in the niches to the right and left of her chair represent wisdom and our posterity, the youth, the young people. Hey, friends, who do dictators go for? The young people. Who's the church overlooking today? Do you know that churches today receive less than 0.5% of 1% of all finances that go into the church in America go to the young people? Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. No wonder why they're a reproach, the older people in the churches today. The kids can't stand them. They look at them as a bunch of hypocrites. Why would I want to serve a God that they claim to serve? That's why they're angry with God for the wrong reasons. But they need to understand this. Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ himself did. So if you tell them that, they'll begin to understand, wait a second, I need to get a hold of this Jesus then. That's right. Another portion inside of this octagonal statue is the law. You ready? Law is portrayed as a draped male also holding a book. His chair is supported by justice, a woman with scales and sword and mercy. Mercy to the repentant. You know, I hear this all the time. Bradley, you need to forgive them. You need to forgive them. You need to forgive them. I said, they haven't repented. People that don't repent don't go into heaven. The message to repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Read Luke 17:4. How many times am I supposed to forgive? 7 times 70 to them that repent. You see this way off kilter today. Well, Bradley, you just need to forgive them. When you see these people forgiving other people that committed heinous crimes in murdering their own family members and saying, I forgive them, and yet they're not sorry for committing the crime. I say this, what a fool! How ridiculous! Those that don't repent back in the 1800s and the beginning of the 1900s, friends, they committed a crime like murder. They hung, regardless if they were sorry or not. In other words, they obeyed the Lord, right? Another side of this matrix of liberty is liberty. Liberty is a helmeted male draped with a lion's skin, cradling a sword in his right arm and holding a broken chain in his left. The figures in the niches on the sides of his chair represent peace, a woman holding a horn containing food, drink, and tyranny, a king laid low, those that our forefathers threw off. These are meant to symbolize peace resting under the protection of liberty, tyranny having been overthrown by its powers. The National Monument to the Forefathers, check it out on Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean. Love you by
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.